Since September 11th, Americans have been calculating the possibilities of more terrorist attacks, trying to improve homeland security on a national level. Many city officials are forming their own terrorist task forces. For the past 6 years, one group of law enforcement and public health experts in Los Angeles has been planning how to respond to potential terrorist threats. NPR's Manolito Barco reports on LA County's Terrorism Early Warning Group.
From an office in a nondescript emergency building high on a hill in East L.A., Sheriff Sergeant John Sullivan and his crew attempt to, as he puts it, think like terrorists.
Some people embrace violence as a way to secure their vision of the future. You have somebody who's trying to change the political process, trying to get their message across, going to use violence as the instrument of causing that change or bringing something to the forefront.
Sullivan has a master's degree in policy analysis. He's read about terrorist scenarios in Tom Clancy novels. He's even studied historic battle strategies. He seems fascinated by anything that might lead him closer to the terrorist mindset.
You have to anticipate your adversary's actions, look to how they might conduct their operations, and find ways to counter it and limit it.
Sullivan heads up Los Angeles's so-called Terrorism Early Warning Group, which is made up of sheriff's deputies, city police and fire chiefs, local FBI agents, and public health department experts. From their command post at the county's Emergency Management Center, the strategists look for clues about possible terrorist actions in Los Angeles. They do this in part by sifting through material available to anyone, national and international newspapers and magazines, internet websites, TV and radio news.
I think you're going to see an explosion in the use of real-time PCR in molecular diagnostics, both for bacterial.
They also monitor university seminars on chemical, biological, and radiological weapons. They read think tank reports and some classified government documents. Sullivan says this information is used to map out patterns of crime, looking for new weapons and tactics being used by terrorists around the world.
Where were those weapons procured from? Is there a proliferation of, or leakage of special material, nuclear material? Are there new technological advances that allow genetic engineering of biological organisms?
In weekly meetings, the strategists sit around a conference table running through worst-case scenarios, for example, an outbreak of smallpox or release of toxic gas. They're understandably reluctant to reveal specifics about LA's most vulnerable areas. Airports, harbors, bridges, movie studios, theme parks, shopping malls. They're aware that Angelenos fret about the possibility of terrorist attacks on the freeways, Disneyland, even the Hollywood sign. L.A. County Fire Battalion Chief Ron Watson says the group has considered all of the above.
It doesn't take brain surgery to figure out, or nuclear science to figure out what the venues would be and the large conglomeration of people where lots of people are brought together.
The purpose of the Terrorism Early Warning Group is not so much to issue public warnings. That's left to the FBI or government officials. What the group does instead is to plan emergency responses. That means figuring out what hospitals might be available in an attack, where to send the ambulances or fire trucks, how to mobilize officers, says Police Captain Michael Grossman.
Because of the amount of disasters and incidents we have in Los Angeles County, of natural disasters, man-made disasters, riots, floods, earthquakes, everything that there is imaginable, we have plans to respond to incidents that would occur. A potential terrorist incident is just a different type of incident. I don't mean to minimize it, but it's a different type of incident that requires an emergency response.
John Sullivan founded the Terrorism Early Warning Group in 1996 after he learned about toxic sarin gas released in the Tokyo subways. Since then, the group has checked out hundreds of false alarms in Los Angeles, from bomb threats to strange illnesses to suspicious white powdery substances that turned out not to be anthrax spores. But there are more than a few skeptics about the group's ability to foresee trouble. Phil Anderson is director of the Homeland Security Initiative at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.
I mean, look at September 11th, and look at the entire intelligence apparatus that the only remaining superpower in the world possesses, and its inability to predict or to prevent what happened on September 11th. You know, I think it's a stretch to say that our well-intentioned, hard-working folks at the local level are going to be able to do any better.
Even so, Anderson says the federal government has neither the resources nor the time to plan for every possible scenario. He says that's why local intelligence sharing and tracking groups like this one are critically important in assessing what's vulnerable. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.